Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. We're just at the start of the week, but boy, there's some interesting things that are happening as we get closer to the tail end of the week. Because we've got two and counting before November 2nd. And I have a feeling we're going to have an avalanche of voters this time around. I really think that people, it's not an act, it's not conversation. People are fuming and they're ready for something different. We may see incredible numbers at the polls. And boy, that would make my heart jump, I'm telling you. The entire time that I've done America Tonight, the one thing that I say is vote. I don't even care how you vote. Because when I say I don't care how you vote, I care that you go and vote and don't say, I hate everybody that's in Washington. It's all useless. And why should I vote somebody else to go into Washington? Well, that's exactly why. Because you could get better representation. If more people voted and there were more challengers, legitimate challengers, just even everyday people, grassroots efforts, whatever, maybe we would get the best of the best. Because there aren't, there are a lot of smart people. Yes, there are a lot of people that are into the Jersey Shore. Sorry for all you fans of Snooki and the situation. But there are people who are concerned, who care what happens to the future generations here in America. Because isn't that always what it's about? You're trying to leave a mark. You're trying to leave something for the people behind so they have it better. So this country is that much bigger, badder, and fantastic, right? We don't want to go in the opposite direction. Give back those freedoms that we cherish so much. Give back those rights that are part of the Constitution. You see where I'm going with that? So if you were more involved, and it doesn't take much to get involved, just kind of keep up with some things that are happening even in your own backyard, just little things here and there, and boy, what a difference it would make. It really would if more people voted. When you think of the numbers of people that we have in this country, you would see, I think, a much different and I think better, I'm going to be optimistic, representation if more were involved and didn't just say, oh, well, forget about it, because it's just going to be the same old thing. We're just going to elect the same old person. Tell that to the people in Nevada who aren't going to elect the same old person. Whether you like Sharon Engel or not, the story itself of a grassroots movement and getting in a position where she doesn't have the money, doesn't have the power, the influence that a longtime senator does, to be that neck and neck with him, boy, that's incredible. And it shows you how that story is possible across the nation, right? Here's Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington, talking about the Washington Senate and the stimulus and the fact that it's all about Wall Street greed. It's just more of the lead up to campaigning and what it is in 2010.
I go out on those work sites where those men and women are working, and again, it's Merlino Construction on Mercer Street that's paying those people. Mr. Rossi's going to give them a pink slip. The people who are working to fix Howard Hanson Dam right now, he's going to give them a pink slip. Families in our state are struggling. They've lost their jobs and their homes and their pensions. Not because of anything they did, but because of the mismanagement and greed on Wall Street thousands of miles away from here.
So the point in all of that is the stimulus is temporary. It's great for however long it lasts, but then ultimately the job is done and that's it. It's not a long-term solution. And in checking the numbers, midway through October, the unemployment rate actually is at 10%. Where it finishes, maybe 10%, maybe just shy of it. I think it's over that number pretty much anywhere anyway. And that doesn't even include the underemployed. All right, talking about what's happening across the country and, again, in our own backyards, this is a sad story. Here's a story about the guys with the guns who stormed into the government buildings and have taken some hostages. And, of course, in talking about this, I'm talking about Russia. You were thinking the U.S. Right now, as this is happening, there's at least four dead and some hostages who are fearing certainly for their life. They set off an explosive device at the entrance of the parliament in Grozny, and a couple of other other attackers or gunmen or whatever you want to call them ran into the building and they started a shootout with police. There's a separate group in the Ministry of Agriculture building, so they're trying to take over the government, basically, in the Chechen parliament. And it's unclear how many hostages they have at this point. The buildings, some of the buildings are sealed off, but they, again, how many people have been taken hostage, unknown at this point. Remember, Russia fought two wars with the Chechen separatists in the 90s before installing a government there in 2000. The Kremlin had declared victory in its any of its battles with the Chechen separatists, but there have been a lot of shootings and bombings actually over the last couple of months, and it shows that Moscow is kind of in trouble when it comes to their own insurgency there. And again, it goes back to the Chechen situation. I'm going to jump to something completely different because this touched a lot of you and you sent me emails about it. The story about the Rutgers football player showing you just the fragility of life and when you get on a football field, certainly what can happen. And here it was the last 5 minutes of the game. The Rutgers game actually ended up going into overtime, and nobody thought that a player would be taken off the field and in a situation where they'd be talking about a Rutgers University player being paralyzed. But unfortunately, that's what happened over the weekend. So now so many people are coming together once again on that campus to deal with not a death this time, but the situation with Eric LeGrand. And they're honoring him and really supporting him any way they can. And the football coach, Greg Schiano, very emotional about his player. Listen to what he said.
It's going to be a long road back for Eric, but everyone associated with the Rutgers football program, you know, we believe that he is going to walk again, and that's how we feel, and that's what we believe. You know, I appreciate everyone's thoughts and prayers. It's been incredible. The people in New Jersey, the people in the Big East Conference, and really across the country, the best way we can honor Eric and is go out and play and practice the way that he did. Because if you have a whole football team of Eric LeGrands, you know, you can't lose.
And really, that's what it was about for him. He was the consummate practice guy, last one to leave, always there, encouraging, from what I understand, the other players. And it was just one of those freak accidents that, unfortunately, we talk about that happen in football. Because of that, and going up to the pro level quickly here for a second, you know what they're saying is with these violent hits, they're going to start to pull players out, suspensions for what would be termed unnecessary helmet hits. And I think that's a good thing because they're very dangerous to some horrible things happening to some of the professional players as well. But in this case, because of the hard hits on the helmets, we saw what happened to three different players over the weekend. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A bunch of money into a condominium community that has great chance of being that friendly, thank goodness I live here kind of place with incredible amenities. I live for infinity pools. When I go on vacation, that's what I look for. Imagine if you had that year round. So your tenants are really feeling great. They like the way it looks, and it looks like everything's excellent on the business side of things. But even before we get to that part, things start to fall apart a little bit, and you end up in court. And a lot of us have had this on a smaller scale with contractors who walk off the job. You don't know what to do. You're disappointed. It turns into a squabble. Well, imagine on an even bigger scale when you've got commercial property that's your baby. So that's exactly what happened to Guy Bignon. He's the general partner at an upscale, well-done condominium dwelling called the Sorrento. It's in Dallas. It's a beautiful place. He joins us now on America Tonight. I think a lot of people out there can relate to this guy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Look, let's talk about what happened first so people understand. It was 5 years ago. You saw this piece of property. It's a great place to build on. So what was in your mind? What were you envisioning for the condominiums that you were putting together?
Well, we were trying to build, obviously, something very upscale, but really something for everyone. Dallas is a huge market, but the particular location of the property is very outstanding very, very high end from a price standpoint. We were trying to be something that really appealed to people of all scales. We were very successful in our pre-marketing, and at that point, throughout 2006, we had an excellent group of people who came in and bought, and they really were all over the board as far as, you know, age and empty nesters and so on and so forth. And we were proud of the building. As the building went up, we got nothing but, you know, compliments and began to make more sales. And as time went on, we began noticing issues after the building was supposedly complete. The first being a water leak in the main lobby, and we requested over during the proceedings, I think we proved over 30 times that we requested in writing that they fix it, and they would come out and do nothing. And so residents were quite concerned, and they had paid a lot of money. And so we went and rebuilt that entire area of the building at a huge expense and fixed it. And the general contractor just refused to step up and left us in the position that we had to do something about it and wanted to do something about it, and we did. That was the start of it.
Yeah, and then little things happened along the way, right? Showers and other things started to – you had to fix.
Yeah, you know, on the interior, showers were an issue, and we started, disassembling some of them and looking at the shower pans. I mean, everyone understands shower pan.
Mm-hmm.
And we just found that there were more than a few that just were installed improperly. And so what we decided to do was there's 130 showers in the building. We decided to go rebuild every one of them. Because you just don't know. And if you see that in a few instances, and we started these processes even before, or as the contractor was walking off the job, you know, telling him, you know, we have found these issues. And it was really quite amazing that they were unwilling to, come in and correct the work. And what was kind of interesting about this is that, our residents who are all, virtually every one of them are still there, and most of them were not even aware there were any issues. I mean, what I did was I went to them and told them there were issues. They knew about the front lobby leak, but as we started going through the building, we began to tell them the truth. And, it was very hard.
Oh, and what was the what reaction did you get from the folks? Were you, because let's face it, a lot of people would try to kind of sugarcoat it. It's tough to be a straight shooter, especially in this kind of situation. So bravo to you that you did that. But what was the reaction you got back?
It was all over the board. It was disappointment. It was thank you. It really just ranged from everything. But what we told them was that we were going to go after this general contractor, and we were going to win. And if they would give us a chance to spend this time, that in the end they would get the product that they paid for.
Okay, so you go after the contractor, right? You go after the contractor, and how long did that take? That had to be tied up in court for a while.
2 years.
Oh, man.
2 years.
Yeah.
And don't ever, litigation is not something that anyone wants. It's, you never win, but we were successful with them. We were very successful. And, I mean, no one made any profit out of it, but we have been able to, live up to what we told the residents we were going to do, and we've already started doing it. Unfortunately, it's requiring us to, move some residents out of their units. There's some residents that are very happy with their units and didn't want anything done. We've made every resident let us, rebuild their showers, though.
Right.
You have some that are very happy, and then others that, that you sit down and you explain to them, here's what we need to do for you. And many of them would say, you don't need to do this. We're very happy with the way it is. And in many cases, they would be, but we made the offer to every one of them. And so, you go through this stuff for a couple of years, this litigation, and it was horrific. I mean, the general contractor did everything they could do to harass the residents, to harass our bank, to harass everyone that they could just to try to, beat us down. And, what I did was had meetings with the residents every month. They were always up to speed on what was going on. And, I'm sure that many of them from time to time began to wonder if they'd made the right decision. But as things fell in place, we were able to set a schedule, and now we're remodeling the building.
Yeah.
Getting things just as they promised.
Yeah.
They were problems.
So you start, you have this idea in your head, you envision it, you go forward, you have all these things happen along the way, you get involved in this messy fight that you have to deal with and you have no choice, you go through the tunnel, come out on the other end, now you're fixing all these things. And this is 5 years of your life. Did you envision that this was going to happen when you first decided to build this property? I bet not.
No, I mean, you know, I have built a whole lot of things. A whole lot of multifamily communities, and never had anything quite like this.
Yeah.
But this is really very different because, you know, as I've said many times, you know, when you're in this kind of litigation, you're in these kind of problems, you really find out who your friends are. And my friends were the residents.
Yeah.
And we could not have done it without one another. And you know, people, I think for me, it's what we've all learned from our parents, and it's what we've taught our children. You know, it's all about choices. And in this particular situation, there was never a question in my mind that we were going to stick with this and that we were going to come out and that we were going to finish it and everyone was going to be happy. And that's really all that has been on my mind. And, you know, it's been... it's been quite an experience.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, Guy, and obviously your story is a good one. It comes out in a different direction. Like you said, the residents stuck there with you. What would you tell someone to do if they were in a similar situation? Because I guarantee there's somebody listening to us across America who might be in that same predicament.
Well, if you're a developer, you need to stick with the people that you've made promises to. And, you know, many don't. You know, this is a crazy world full of litigation, but, you know, I think if you look hard into the lives of the people that you've affected, I think it's a pretty easy choice. And all I can say to my residents is that thank you, and I'm just so appreciative, and I'm so sorry.
All right, Guy Dignon, right. Good lesson there, absolutely. This is really our feel-good story, to be certain, our daily salute here on America Tonight. Guy, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Guy.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
10 years. A decade of talk. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now. Or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
How many of you have been to a funeral? How many of you have planned a funeral? Tough business for most people. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about death, and they don't want to talk about planning a funeral, let alone their own funeral. This next guest, she's in our virtual green room right now, probably putting down that latte, Gail Rubin. It's interesting what she's doing. She's the author of A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die. Do you love that title? She's going to 30 funerals or memorial services in 30 days and writing about each one of them on a blog. I think that's fascinating. Everybody does it differently, and some people never want to talk about it. It's just, okay, boom, it happens. We're in shock. Pick out a coffin. Pick out a plot. Are they going to be cremated? What's going to happen here? I don't understand that, why people don't plan for it. But as I say that, I haven't planned for my own. So we're going to talk a little death and funerals here. What a cheery topic, huh, Gail? Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it is funny that we, not funny, but it is weird. You plan for everything else, for crazy things like, I'm planning for like a Halloween party, you plan for weddings, you plan for all these things, but yet we know death is something that's going to happen to all of us. Why do we avoid it so much?
Well, you know, it's the elephant in the room, and certainly part of it is uncertainty over the date of our own demise. And we would have to acknowledge that this joy ride that we call life has an end, and of course we're reluctant to look at perhaps how we've lived our lives, how we've treated others, take stock of our achievement, things like that. But you know what, just and a lot of people think, oh, if I talk about it, it'll happen sooner. Well,
right.
It's going to happen sooner or later, and better to be prepared. And some of the things that you can do is save a lot of money if you prepare and go shopping. I got to tell you, funeral directors have a great sense of humor if you go shopping when there's no death imminent. And I helped a friend of mine who was interested in getting just a straight cremation prepaid. We went shopping to a couple of different funeral homes. And because we were planning ahead, it was very relaxed. It was very interesting. We got a tour of the retort, where, you know, they put the bodies in and how everything happens. And another place, we were just having this jolly conversation about all the creative things you can do with cremains, as they're called. And we're laughing and talking, and then this other funeral director comes and quietly closes the door to the conference room that we're sitting in, because there is a bereaved family sitting in the lobby, and their grief stood in stark contrast to our lighthearted banter. But that's one of the benefits of going out and doing this ahead of time, before there's death, before there's illness.
Yeah,
and it's a fascinating shopping trip.
So I bet it is. So we shouldn't think that there's a jinx. Because I have to tell you, Gail, that would be in my mind. I thought about doing this thing once about you write letters to people you care about, you know, and you put them away in a safe somewhere. Then if you have an untimely death, or whether you live a long and healthy, happy life, there's something left behind for the people that you care about. Even if you told them that, there might be more specifics that they can hold on to. I think it would give them some comfort. But then a lot of people think that that's like putting the jinx on, the hex on. So if you're healthy and you're planning a funeral and you're young, why would you tempt fate? So what do you tell people? Just forget that? Don't even think about that notion?
Well, you know, just like talking about sex won't make you pregnant, talking about funerals won't make you dead. And your family will benefit from the conversation. You know, there are five key things that you ought to know about people in your life in case somebody does unexpectedly die. That's the Social Security number, the place of birth, the mother's maiden name. How many people know their spouse's mother's maiden name? Or if you're planning for, if you might be put in the position of planning a funeral for a friend, that's a very important piece of information. Also, veterans information and papers, discharge papers, if you're going to get those. But the most important thing in our online world, online passwords. You die and nobody knows your passwords. You can't get into computers. You can't get into accounts online. It's a real nightmare. So I do offer a planner at my website, agoodgoodbye.com. That's free. You can download it and start filling in that information.
You know, that's not a bad idea. The password thing, you're right. I guarantee right now, I don't care if someone's kicking back Joe Sixpack in Illinois, or if it's Anne listening to us in Connecticut and she's doing her knitting, both of them, what they have in common is I bet you that they don't have all this information. They might have some of it, but they probably don't have all of it. And you're right. What happens is, like, I had a grandfather who died over the summer. He lived a very happy, long life. He was 93, and we knew that this was inevitable. Right. He wasn't terribly sick, but he was starting to have problems breathing. And we had to do that veterans thing. No, my mother had to know where the papers were and all that stuff. And so that made it a little bit smoother because, okay, here's the papers, boom, no hassle about it. And it was easy to get the ceremony that, frankly, that we wanted. But if we didn't have that, it would have been more hoops to jump through.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, four key things why healthy people should plan their own funerals. You reduce costs by shopping around early, and you can have fun with the funeral directors while you're at it. And when it does happen, it really reduces stress at a time of grief. You can prepare something that's meaningful and memorable. I'm going to a memorial service this weekend. I can't wait to go, actually. It sounds absolutely fascinating. The guy died at the age of 59, but he wasn't expected to live beyond infancy because he had polio.
Wow.
And he went on to be a rock drummer and have a family. And, so there's going to be a lot of music and some really interesting stories told about this guy. So you can prepare something meaningful and memorable. And it also helps reduce family conflict. You can never totally eliminate that when somebody dies. One friend of mine who created a planning folder likes to sit down next to people on airplanes and start talking about funerals. And then once they start talking about that, he said, "So, when did the fight start?" And there's always a fight somewhere.
Yeah, over whatever the stuff that's left or whatever's going on or where they're going to be buried is a big thing. I guess that would take some of the mystery out, because with people in our world now that are so transient. We don't necessarily live where we grew up. Some do, but a lot don't. So where do you want to be buried if you want to be buried? That's probably a big question, right?
It is. And I actually serve on the cemetery committee for my congregation. And my parents, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and my grandparents are buried there, and my parents bought plots there, but my parents don't live in the D.C. area anymore. They split their time between Florida and New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where they die, they're going to have to be shipped back. But again, as you said, people are transient, and you might not want to buy a burial plot. You might want to get cremated, and then that opens up a whole nother world of possibilities.
Yeah. How expensive are funerals? How much do they cost? What are they running?
Depending on how fancy you want to get, it's anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000, and that doesn't count the burial plot and the services to open those. So, you know, you could be getting up into the $20,000 range pretty easily. Yeah.
Are you kidding? That way, so you get married, and who knows? Now weddings can cost you $20,000. Plan the funeral at the same time. You're out $40,000, Gail.
I know. Life cycle events, they're expensive.
Unbelievable. Do you think more people are starting to talk about death or funerals? Because I don't think so. I think it's good that you're doing this, and it'd be great if more people did, because it's probably really healthy for us.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, you know that, Gail. You know that most people, they avoid it. They don't want to think about it, right?
I do, yeah. In fact, when I first started working on this book, I would get that kind of askance look. It's like, don't talk to me about that. I don't want to hear about it. And in fact, when I was first researching the book, my husband and I went to pre-plan a funeral for his father, who had had 3 open heart surgeries, and we knew eventually something was going to happen along those lines. And he was great about it. He was like, oh, let me give you all this information. And I look over at my mother-in-law, and she doesn't want to go there. She's looking down at the mashed potatoes and peas on her plate and just doesn't want to think about it. And 3 years later, he did fall, break his hip, got pneumonia, and died within 7 weeks. But it was exhausting.
Right.
And we went to the funeral home the next day. And within an hour, we were done. And my mother-in-law told me, you know, I really didn't like it when you were pre-planning at the time, but now when we needed it, I'm really glad it was done.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Okay, we've got like a minute and a half left, so tell us about this idea about going to the 30 funerals and memorial services. How'd you plan all that out?
My 30 funerals and memorial services in 30 days. I'm going to them here in Albuquerque, where I live. But it's to show that funerals are a life cycle event, just like a wedding, and best planned more than a few days ahead of time, and just show the many creative ways people are celebrating the lives of those they love, and reducing this fear of talking about funeral planning.
Boy, no kidding. I love it. I love that you talk openly about it. I think more people should do that, and then they don't have to worry about it. Don't leave people with the burden of it. Gail Rubin, thanks so much. We appreciate it. You got to check her stuff out. You got to check out the family plot, because she's going to write about that, the family plot. Check it out.
The
Thanks,
family
Gail.
Plot blog. Thanks so much.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're at least paying attention somewhat to what we're saying here on America Tonight, here's why you need to plan a funeral. I read a story today that dental work can give you a heart attack. I knew there was a reason why we all avoid the dentist. And they're talking about treatments for gum disease. They could increase the risk of a heart attack or a stroke. There were Medicare patients who had heart or strokes over the past 5-year period, and they were likely to have one of those cardiovascular events right there in the chair. That would that not be the worst? It's called invasive dental treatment. It's always invasive. No offense to the dentists who might not be able to sleep because they're insomniacs and they're listening to this show, but I don't know anybody who likes to sit in a chair with their mouth wide open and things in their mouth, dental instruments and drills, and trying to take those awkward x-rays. I mean, I get it that you have to have good hygiene and it's linked to your health and you fight off infection and blah, blah, blah. I can see, though, why people have heart attacks and strokes. So, I don't know. There's got to be an answer somewhere in between. So we're just talking about that with Gail Rubin, planning your funeral. I don't even have to say this. Most people listening to America Tonight, in fact, because I'm always about the polls, I don't even have to poll everyone. I'm saying 87, 88% of you do not have that plan. You don't have that plan. I don't care if you have young kids, if you have grandkids, if you're young, if you're 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I bet a lot of you do not have any idea what your wishes are when you pass on. To go to a better place, I guess, right? I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. Matt, who's not even yet 30 years old, I guarantee, knowing Matt Johnson and the way he plans, I'm guaranteeing that you do not have a death plan, do you?
Still figuring out the living plan.
You don't even have Mrs. Johnson yet.
Yeah.
So
we're just figuring out the life plan still. I can't focus on the death yet.
All right, I have a suggestion for you. When I was in college, I went to Ohio University, a very big party school, but a very, very good academic school as well. They had a thing called Patty Murphy Day, and they did a funeral. and somebody would actually be in a coffin. It was an open coffin, and they would walk down the street, and everybody would dress up, and it was a big, of course, it was kind of an excuse to drink, but I was drinking lemonade. The idea of the whole death thing, it kind of, I don't know, it kind of got people sort of talking about it in this weird deal with the Patty Murphy thing. So maybe it's not so bad, even if you're not even 30, to kind of say, geez, you know, put my ashes in an urn behind the bar in downtown Minneapolis where all the hot bands play.
That would be something up my alley. I'm not, you said open coffin. I'm not a fan of those. I don't know why, and I don't think I'd want to have an open coffin for myself because I've been to those, and it's just an image in your head. Like, I don't want to remember the person like that as the last image I see of them. So I think the cremation process is something I'd go.
Yeah, the thing that happens, though, for most people, Matt, is that if they have families, then the families, it makes them feel better if they have a place to go and put a wreath or flowers or visit or whatever. But if you get cremated, you can still be in a place. You can still be somewhere in a wall somewhere or even in the ground. They can put you in the ground. So just because you're cremated doesn't mean that can't happen either. But I agree with you on the open casket thing. I don't understand that, and I know that's a big deal for a lot of people. In fact, I went to a funeral one time. I was stunned. People were taking pictures of the person, and I guess I had never seen this pictures of the person who was laying there in the coffin, the open coffin. And I thought, wow, why do you want a picture of this? Is this, I guess, closure or something? I don't know. I don't think that's the picture I would want hanging on my refrigerator. So I don't understand that. Somebody else might have a better insight into why you would do that. You can shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Sometimes we feel like we are dying when we're waiting on planes, and that tops odds and ends. I'm not surprised by this because I've flown a bunch this year, and some of you have too. Do you know that flight delays have cost all of us, the passengers, $16.7 billion? And what the FAA is saying, they did a study and factored in time that was lost and secondary travel arrangements and all that sort of stuff. And that's the number they came up with. They looked at what it was for the flight delays, and they studied the impact of the delays, meaning the lost time for the flight, scrambling to make other arrangements, maybe hotels and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. And that's, a pretty big number. Last year, 85,000 flights were delayed. 63,000 were canceled. And, you know, you've got to think what's happening is with smaller flights, less airplanes, less availability to jump on another plane and get away. It used to be that way. If you had mechanical problems or weather or there was a backup or something happened, boy, it seemed like to me they could always get you on another flight. Now, the later, especially flying in the day, it's a little bit riskier because there's not as much room. So once you're bumped out, you might be bumped out even from another airline. They don't have as, depending on the route, they don't have as many planes in the air. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Kate.
Hello, you have the floor. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to the thunder and lightning, and you're talking about checking out. For me, I think bake and shake would be just fine, you know.
Bake and shake.
Yeah, you know, a crispy critter time. I'm warm up for my visit with the Beelzebub buddy.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I have lived, shall we say, not a sweet and kind life.
Right.
I've done some evil in my existence, and I figure, you know, there's a good chance I might make it to Fiddler's Green, but if not, I know where the other place is.
You crack me up every single time you call this show.
Well, you know, everybody needs somebody.
You know, and it's not about that. I mean, it's not about that. Remember.
I mean, you know, for fun. That's
oh, absolutely.
All I meant by that. That's
absolutely.
All I meant by that.
Absolutely. Who knows? Exactly. But you're right. It's weird to think of it. It is weird to think of it.
You know, you could have saved this little program for Halloween, or we could do ghost stories as well. Oh, by the way, for Halloween, I have got a real true ghost story for
you. Well, you have to save it. Will you save
it
for Halloween?
I'm going to. I am going to save it for that. But you're going to be on for Halloween, right?
I'm going to be on. Yeah, I'm going to be on. You know, the heading into
that's
the
Sunday
weekend.
Night,
yeah.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday. Yeah, I'll be on.
Okay, I've got one that'll curl your hair. It's a
great
true story.
Great, save it and
I sure will.
Pull it out then.
Okay, look, I'm gonna let you go so you can talk to other people. But we got thunder and lightning here, and oh man, what a light show we're getting!
Oh, I love that, man. I love me some lightning. Thanks, Dan. You know the lightning capital of the world is not in Texas. It's although there's great lightning shows like Dan was talking about. He's out in an open area. The city of Tampa is the lightning capital of the world. One of the Super Bowls they had there, the guy who does the posters for the Super Bowl was telling me that's what he designed. There was lightning all across the sky. And I knew they got lightning there. And he said, you know, the reason I did this is dubbed the lightning capital of the world. Guaranteed you'll see it. And I have spent lots of time in Tampa, and I have seen a lot of that scary, scary lightning that they're talking about. It's really pretty when you're safe. When you're out in the open, like let's say on a golf course, and you're running for the clubhouse, it's a little frightening, let's say. All right, we're going to end on this note for odds and ends. The Pentagon in the fray again for different things, not don't ask, don't tell, waiting for surveys, none of that. Instead, they're waiting for the disclosure of thousands of secret Iraq war documents, WikiLeaks website again, in the middle of this, so there's going to be more disclosure. Remember, back in the summer, WikiLeaks released about 77,000 classified military reports from Afghanistan. Now the Pentagon is saying that the group has as many as 400,000 docs from a military database on operations in Iraq. You know, they've changed the agreement with people who see private documents, what they have to sign as a result of WikiLeaks, so those leaks are going to be harder to spring up in the near future. I'm going to leave you with this one. A murderer sitting in the electric chair was about to be executed. The chaplain asked, "Have you any last requests?" "Yes," replied the murderer. "Will you hold my hand?"